Tom King Jr. wants to make sure there's no doubt about his philosophy. "I'm a Tom King Republican," he said Tuesday night to an overflow crowd jammed into the local American Legion Hall. King Jr. was announcing his candidacy for the 7th District congressional seat now held by Democrat Tom Malinowski. The reference was to his father, Tom King Sr., who served two terms as governor in the 1980s. The term, "Tom King Republican," is not merely the type of throwaway line one often hears at political gatherings. Over the years in New Jersey politics, it has come to mean two things: a moderate Republican as opposed to an uncompromising right-winger, and an official who sees the opposition as just that, not an enemy to be vanquished at all costs. The elder King took to the podium and essentially made that point. After first expressing optimism about the future, the former governor said, "This is a difficult time for the country. We're not talking to each other." He said his son has the capacity to do precisely that: talk to the other side and get things done. It's certainly true that with Republicans outnumbered in both houses in Trenton, the only way Keene, or any Republican, can get things done, is by talking to the other side. The younger Keene is Senate Minority Leader. But Washington is quite different. Keene, the newly announced candidate, took aim at the Democratic-controlled House, suggesting that radical progressives were pushing the Congress too far left. He decried Democratic proposals in Washington, such as the Green Deal and what he called socialized healthcare and so-called free college. Asked afterwards to size up Malinowski, who joined Congress in January, Keene said that the Democrat really has been in Washington for decades. Malinowski previously worked for the State Department. As a congressman, Keene said Malinowski so far hasn't shown a willingness to deviate from party ideology. Malinowski won the district last fall by about 16,000 votes over GOP incumbent Leonard Lance. Asked if some Republicans are trying to push Congress too far to the right, Keene said only that people have to find ways to come together. If Keene wins the primary, he will be on a 2020 GOP ticket headed by Donald Trump. Neither Keene mentioned the president. But a confident Salvo Nicorso, the mayor of Clark, boldly predicted that with the president at the top of the ticket, Clark will give Keene the biggest plurality in the district. For the record, Lance beat Malinowski and Clark by about 1,400 votes. Amid the good feeling and hoopla of a candidate launch, an essential question emerges. Former Governor Tom King Sr. was one of the most popular public officials in the state when he left office in January, 1990. But that's the question, isn't it? January, 1990 was almost 30 years ago, so how magical is the name, Tom King, today? A memo from the King campaign noted that the King brand is strong in New Jersey. Governor Tom King is the most popular governor in the history of the state. Still, the senior King was elected in November, 1981. A voter 50 years old today was 12 years old in 1981. So, how much will the younger King benefit from having a father who was a popular governor more than 30 years ago? It may be somewhat instructive to recall that when King Jr. ran statewide for the U.S. Senate in 2006, he lost by a bit more than 200,000 votes to Bob Menendez. What gives Keene hope is that the 7th District, which covers parts of Essex, Hunter Dunn, Morris, Somerset, Union and Warren counties, tilts Republican by about 5,000 registered voters.